podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Combat Podcast. It is the semi-final, the quarter-final. I'm so fucking excited. What we've just seen is the reaction to the quarter-final draw of the Champions League. It's Tim, it's Mick, and it's Jay with you. So here we go, boys. The quarter-final draw for you. You've got Man City versus Dortmund, Porto versus Chelsea, Bayern versus PSG, a repeat of the final, and Real Madrid versus Liverpool, 2018 Champions League final. This is our chance to get our bloody revenge. So before we come on to the semis, because it's quite interesting there. Mick, first reaction to the draw, mate. What do you reckon?
That's what I wanted, to be honest. I mean, if I had a pick, it would have been Porto or Madrid. And the fact that, I mean, usually if we had a crowd, they'd be saying having Madrid away first is best because then we bring them back to Anfield or bring them back to the Puskas. But we can't even do that anymore. It won't be the same effect, will it? But yeah, I'm happy with that. And obviously we're going to come on to the semis, which is even better for us.
Well, yeah. So, Tim, first reaction to you versus Madrid. Obviously, we've got history against Real Madrid in this competition. Some recent, some not so recent. Obviously, we've had a two-legged affair in 08-09, I think it was, and obviously absolutely battered him. They really turned the gun on us in 14-15 in the group stage. 2018 Champions League final did go their way, although certain circumstances happened. But, mate, perfect opportunity for us to get our revenge.
Yeah, an easy one to get up for. Two of the most successful clubs in European competition going head-to-head over a couple of legs. Hopefully we'll be able to have, you know, play back at Anfield, and hopefully we'll return to form there in time for that leg. But yeah, what a tie. You know, this is a Madrid team that's probably seen better days and seen more class in its lineup, but a scrappy, experienced Madrid team that will be up for this, and a Liverpool team that will, exactly what you said, be up for wanting their revenge for the 2018 final. They'll probably feel like they were wrongly done out of that game. So, yeah, it's an interesting clash. And to be honest, I'll reiterate what Mick just said. To be honest, if it wasn't Porto, I would have fancied Real Madrid over anyone else. So, yeah, pretty happy with that tie.
Fair play, mate. Absolutely. We'll just run through the other games. Obviously, when you get to this stage of the Champions League, there's always some juicy ties. So, City versus Dortmund. Mick, a quick one on that one. What are you saying? Don't have to predict it. Juicy game, though, innit?
That's going to be, yeah. It's going to be nice to see Haaland up and the rest of the Dortmund team up against a good City team. So, it's a good barometer of where they're up to in terms of, obviously, they're a really good team, but they need to show it on the big stage and what stage you're doing it up against probably the form team in the world at the moment, Man City. So they're going to have the work cut out. But yeah, that's one I'm really looking forward to.
Definitely. Tim, Porto versus Chelsea. I can't imagine a lot of English rival fans of Chelsea will be watching that one. But yeah, thoughts on that one?
It kind of feels like that way just on appearance. But then again, based off of Porto's last round, you can't really count them out. They are still a decent side. You know, this isn't a Porto of a couple of years ago. They have strengthened in areas, and I think that they will give Chelsea problems. I think Chelsea are still on their manager bounce, so they might, by the time second legs come around, they might have fallen off a cliff by then. You never know. But yeah, don't expect a Chelsea rout. I don't think that they'll just run away with this tie. I'm expecting some big moves from Porto. And I think it's going to be closer than what it looks like on the surface.
Yeah, fair play, mate. And then, Mick, finally, Bayern Munich versus PSG, repeat the final. You know, what you're thinking. Should be a decent tie. PSG will be after revenge, won't they?
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, yeah, that's going to be another, like, at this stage, like, they all look like good ties. Like, it's going to be really interesting what happens. But yeah, bring them on. I can't wait. It's another month or so to wait, isn't it, until we get cracking on those. So yeah, can't wait for that, because that's as good as it, pretty much as good as it could have went for us in terms of both draws.
It does. Now, when you look at, like, we will cover the semi-final. Let's just get that out of the way. So when you're looking at the semi-finals, the semi-finals look like this. It's Bayern, the winner of Bayern and PSG versus the winner of City and Dortmund, the winner of Real Madrid and Liverpool versus the winner of Porto and Chelsea. Now, I'm not getting into omens or anything like that. You know, I'm just saying there's an opportunity for a Chelsea semi-final and a final in Istanbul. I'm just saying, right? That is just wetting my whistle. That is unreal, that. So, Mick, I'm praying that this goes our way to get to Istanbul. I'm absolutely praying. Ideally, we go through and we're playing Porto. That would be great. No disrespect to them, but watching Chelsea in another semi-final, I don't think my old age now could cope with that. I think I would have too much of a heart attack, so don't think I'd cope with it. But if it happens again, mate, brilliant. So even looking at the quarters is great. Really happy about. Again, what do you say, Mick, about it? Another Chelsea semi, possibly?
That would be, yeah, it's the stuff dreams are made of. And I just wish, like I said before, I wish that, like, we had people in the ground, because I'd feel so much at ease about all of these ties. I wouldn't care who, even Van Dijk or no Van Dijk, I'd still feel confident bringing any team back to Anfield. But yeah, like you said, hopefully Porto do us a solid and play really well against Chelsea. But if not, then bring on Chelsea. They beat us recently at our place, so we've got a bit of a point to prove on the back of that. So yeah. We're obviously going to, highly likely we're going to play Chelsea. They're in really good form. So yeah, bring on Chelsea. And then, but I'm just glad we're on this side of the draw going into, I mean, people say get the good teams out the way earlier on, but I think if we play a better team, the better team in our lives in Chelsea, we knock Chelsea out, and then we've got going into one of those teams on the other side of the draw. It looks really, really tasty.
Yeah, it's true. And like Weez has just said, we owe them Madrid bastards one. We absolutely do, mate. But Weez made a good point as well, that we are on the good side of the draw. And Tim, the way you can look at it there, you have sort of balanced it where one side of the draw is the better side, you would probably say, and then the other side of the draw is obviously the lesser sides. I mean, we couldn't, you know, what everyone goes on about the draw being fixed all the time, that's quite nice to look at, because, you know, two out of the big four are going to go out, which is great, and it will give us a little bit of a passage, because when it does get to that point when you get to the quarters and the semis, anything can happen, can't it? Like Mick alluded to before, you know, we might not have Van Dijk, we might not have any Gomez, and I say might because they're still in the Champions League squad, and I'm still praying we might get a 60% fit Van Dijk for these quarters or the semis. But it's making us, the end of this season being really interactive, and, you know, I'm feeling a little bit better. I don't know about you, Tim, but talk me through it. Am I just chatting shit as per usual?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think that this is certainly, you know, a boost. I think had we drawn Bayern, and then if for example, we had been in Dortmund's position and been playing City and then had the prospect of playing Bayern after that, I think that we'd all be kind of, you know, being like, oh, okay, well, this is kind of like, let's focus on the Premier League, because this isn't going to go well. But, you know, seeing, you know, I think we all think that Real Madrid are there to be had. You know, they're not the same team that they have been for the last couple of decades with Ronaldo there. And, you know, their core, their squad is getting older. So even though we're not in the greatest of form, we have been in decent form in the Champions League. So you do kind of fancy us as potentially the favourites, especially because we're going away first. But yeah, it just gives you
I want the away, the second leg.
Well, away both legs, if possible, at this rate. But it is the best. This situation, in terms of for Liverpool as a club, was the best situation, and for the fans as well, because it gives you real hope that, you know, if we are able to get through Madrid, you always give us a chance against Porto or Chelsea, that if we have one of the 10-15 minute stretches that we've become famous for over the last, you know, 2 or 3 years, where we score 2-3 goals, that we can put a tie to bed in that space of time. And to be honest with you, as impressive as Chelsea have been, I wasn't massively impressed with them at Anfield going forward. At least I think Mason Mount scored a great goal, but I think potentially the Fabinho moving into midfield maybe counteracts that. We talked about maybe he sticks a toe in there as he's coming back across the area. So I think that this is perfect timing. You know, whether Van Dijk's back or not, I think we're going to have a more experienced centre-back duo at that point with Kabak and Phillips. Hopefully they can stay healthy and play alongside each other for that period of time, so that when they come into the tie, they're kind of comfortable with each other and they've got more experience under the belt, so they're not hesitant. But this is perfect, and again, it just feels like history is repeating itself a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, mate. Mick, when we look at the run of games up until the Champions League, obviously we've got Arsenal next on the 4th of April, and then we've got Real Madrid either on the 6th or the 7th, and then Villa. So when you look at it, obviously there's not too many games to sort of would you say, warm up, obviously, for because of the international break and stuff. But, Mick, the excitement is now going to start building because this is what it's all going to be about now, isn't it? The Champions League. And, you know, let's just bring it on, eh?
Yeah, well, we've proved, especially in the Leipzig games, that our Premier League form didn't affect it, and it's different. And a two-legged ties up against the team who aren't going to sit back and think that they can beat you, because we're not quite the same as we was last year. Teams going to come and want to try and beat us. And if they do that, especially like Tim said, we've got Fabinho back in midfield. The Kabak and Phillips partnership obviously is nowhere near the level that we're used to in Van Dijk and Gomez, but they are looking really promising and they're getting better. And it is a shame that we haven't got more games to kind of keep that partnership going up until the Real Madrid games. But yeah, bring them on, honestly, because they're obviously a heavyweight and one of the best in the world. But at the moment, they're not quite there. And I think we've got more than enough to beat them over two legs anyway. And I think I'm getting excited for these now. I can't wait. And I just can't wait to do more of these shows, and we can have a few more of these Reds in Europe and enjoy a few more Champions League games, because that's what it's all about. This is the most exciting competition in the world, and getting to this stage, albeit with loads of injuries, and drawing someone like Real Madrid, and then the draw going kind of our way, it's looking good.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm glad you both have picked up on the sort of draw going our way type thing, because we are sort of a different side now, aren't we? Since obviously Fab's been back in midfield, we sort of see like the old Liverpool, if you like, and you know it's still not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but we are playing better. Fabinho's back in that midfield now. Thiago's sort of being loose a little bit, which is great to see. You know, we get the front three firing again, or front four, as I should say now, because Jota's back. It can really be a massive, massive boost for us. And this is why it's so exciting. And yeah, absolutely. You know, memories of 2018 in Kiev, it was absolutely heartbreaking for us. And it was so unfair on so many levels that I just think Madrid were just, they went so long trying to chase La Decima, they just went over the top on it and just got that three in a row. But then that was it then for Madrid. They've fallen off since, and they are a fucking team that can be got at, and that has been proved over the last few years in the Champions League. They can be got at. And I tell you what, Mo Salah, wherever he is right now watching this fucking draw, he'll be out, or he'll be fucking made up. Not just play, I'm sure he'd like to play Madrid in a final and get one over, but the fact that he gets to play them twice, and if he can turn Ramos a new one, twice, he'll be fucking loving it, won't he, Tim?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think he's probably chomping at the bit to be able to even just run at him, you know, make a couple of extra hard challenges just to let him know that he's going to be here in the tie and he's not to be messed around with. But generally the squad hasn't changed much since the final, so a lot of these guys will be still a bit sore and a bit bitter about it. But if there's any one guy who you think, oh, he's going to really step into this tie and we're going to see a Mo Salah that's as motivated as we've ever seen, it's him. Yeah. You know, he's going to be absolutely dying to get at this Madrid back line, and he'll be dying to score 2, 3, 4 goals over the course of both legs. So, yeah, I'm expecting an outstanding Mo Salah for both legs, to be honest with you.
That's the heartbreaking thing, isn't it? Because we know now that we've got Real Madrid, and if we pulled Real Madrid back to Anfield with 54,000 fans in there, Mick, we'd be on them from the fucking start. Ramos would be booed every time he touched the ball. I mean, people, rival fans can probably watch this and just be like, oh, fucking get over it. We're over it. We are over it. We got over it pretty quickly. And we got over it 12 months later when we picked up number 6. So we don't care about that. But we care about Mo, and we care about the fact that he was robbed of a Champions League final. He'll be chomping at the bit, Mick, and this is why it's so devastating, the fact that we won't have those fans back in. And as part of me just wishes, we'll just shut it down till the end of the season again, so we can have fans back in the ground, you know, like it was around Robin last year. But yeah, Mick, it's going to be incredible. And I would love to talk about the history of the Chelsea semi-finals that we've had, because it has been up and down. And if we get there, we will do a special show on that. But I don't want to jinx it, Mick, but you know, it's nice to look at Madrid, have one eye on the Chelsea tie, Porto tie, and then, you know, Istanbul. I don't even want to think about it, but yeah. Mick, close us off in a nice way, mate.
Yeah, I think I'm just looking at Real Madrid's team, right? And it's just, if they play a back three, I mean, in a similar way to Leipzig did, then we've got the firepower up top to do the damage to any team in world football. I mean, like you alluded to, Jay, like we're maybe going back to a more defensive type structure at the moment. But when the big boys come to Anfield, or when we go to the Bernabeu and places like that, that's where you need to turn up. And like you said, I hadn't even thought of that. The Salah, and that's how much I thought of, think about it. I didn't even think of that as me thing, the Ramos and Salah thing. But yeah, we'll see a man possessed there, Mo Salah. There's a load of the boys in there who will still have that bitter taste in the mouth from that defeat to them. That extra motivation. So I'm hoping that should be enough. And it's a nice worry that we can have one eye on the next one, knowing that we'll turn up big style for these ties. And yeah, like you said, Jay, it is a bit of a dream in terms of Istanbul again, like Istanbul number 7 there again, after what, 16 years? Like, it would be to do that and come full circle after a 16-year gap with a completely different team to do it again would be absolutely incredible.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Well said, mate. And Dan, thanks for joining us back on the show, mate. Dan's making an appearance after a while. Maker's dream number 7 is on its way home. Oh, God, I can't even say things like that at the minute. But it's nice to look and get excited. But, yeah, great draw for everybody. Couldn't have gone any better, I say. You know, let us know in the comments what you think. And, yeah, let's... I just want to talk about Champions League now. Fucking hell. Here we go, boys. Let's go. Istanbul, hopefully. Podcast Network.